Today for my sermonette, I thought I'd do something a little bit different, a little audience participation. So for the duration of this sermonette, I would like each of you to raise your hands up like this, and the last person to drop them here will win. At the feast, I said anybody who would make a hole in one, I'd give them $5 a piece. I'm not going to do that today. Those of you who are listening online, let's see how long you can make it. You can text me. Wow. Nobody here is putting their hands up, so everybody is already lost. I was going to say I've got one person lifting their arms up, too. You can use one hand to turn to your scripture or write down a note, but then put your hands back up. In the book of Exodus, there is an interesting story that plays out that led to me writing this sermonette today. And the story is found over in Exodus chapter 17, beginning in verse 8 to 13. Exodus 17 and beginning in verse 8. And it says here, "Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose for us some men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.' So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword." Now I can only imagine the discomfort. Those of you who have kept your hands up are in at this point. I've got one person only. Maybe your arms are starting to tingle. Maybe they're feeling sore. Maybe they're shaking slightly. But can you imagine doing this all day long, as Moses did? I've thought about this story I've thought about it here and there during reading the Bible. And I always wondered why this story was there. What's it trying to show us? Now, we all know that war is not something that we are to be engaged in, so it's obviously not that. But we are each individually in a battle, right? And so I wanted to take a look at a few of the points of this story. One was the staff. Moses' staff was used throughout the story of his life in Exodus. There was and is a lot of symbolism tied to his staff. And I think Moses rightly points this out by calling it the rod of God, as we just read. A shepherd's staff, and Moses was a shepherd for 40 years and before he took the children of Israel out of Egypt. It was used to guide and direct flocks of sheep. Moses then was in type a figure for Christ as he led the Israelites out of Egypt. And we know that Christ referenced himself as the Good Shepherd. You can find that in John 10, 11 to 18. Moses also used the staff as a symbol of power. It was used in the presence of Pharaoh as it became a snake and it ate up the other snakes that the magicians had thrown down. It was also used at the parting of the Red Sea. Moses lifted up his rod as commanded by God, in Exodus 14 and verse 16. And then he used it to strike a rock in order to bring forth water. Now, we also know that Moses later on once again struck a rock with that rod, but this time it was not commanded by God. And that cost him going into the promised land. In essence, the staff that Moses held up was a symbol of God's presence, his authority, and faithfulness, showing that true power comes from him, not human strength. Everything was done because God and Christ willed it and made it so. And now on to the arms raised part. Nope, you didn't have it. You put it down. I won't say who. And there's two parts to this section, I believe, in with the arms being raised. We read that Moses kept his arms raised all day long. No one here has made it, so I can't say what I was going to say. But if you had, I bet it would be getting a lot harder to keep your hands raised. When Moses would put his hands down, the enemy would win. And when he gathered enough strength to raise them back up, the Israelites would start to win. Why is that so important? You know, the Bible points to the fact in a few spots that it is not wrong to lift up our hands in prayer to God. In Psalm 141 and verse 2, we read, "Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." I am suggesting that at times it is appropriate to raise our hands in prayer. But I think what's more important is that we should realize what happens when we take the tendency to stop praying, to not pray about a situation that's happening. When that happens, the enemy starts to win. And that's exactly what Satan wants. He wants us to stop praying, to stop drawing close to God. And he will do everything in his power to get us to not pray. But we are told that when we draw near to God, Satan has no choice but to flee. You can find that in James chapter 4 and verse 7 to 8. And so I think that what it's a parallel, obviously it's not the same exact thing, but I think it's a good parallel between Moses raising his hands all day long and us being told that we are to be praying all day long as we walk through our lives, because the situations that we face are challenging. Now the second part that I want to draw our attention to is the fact that Aaron and Hur, who are leaders along with Moses, they were standing by side Moses and they saw what was happening and they realized what needed to be done in order to help Israel to win. They each got on the other each side of Moses and they supported his hands throughout the entire day so that Israel could win this battle. It's a tremendous example of help and support for leadership. Without their support, I don't think that Moses would have been able to hold this pose all day long. We in the Church of God support each other through our prayers and intercessions to God. It reminds me of how Paul, in his letters to the churches, often talked about how he was constantly praying for them, giving remembrance of them, of the members, before God. He was praying and asking that each of them would have the strength to carry on the good work that they were each doing and fulfilling their individual callings. Our prayers then have just as much significance to God. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 8, we read this. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Brethren, these are our prayers that we are praying each day. And then again in Revelation chapter 8, and verse 3 and 4. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Much incense, not a little. This should give us an indication of how much we should be praying, giving God no rest from our prayers, crying out night and day for his help and his salvation. Brethren, we are in a spiritual battle. We will not win alone, on our own, or by our own power. There's not even a single chance of winning if we do not include God. The story of Moses lifting his hands up as the Israelites battled shows us just how much we can overcome, and we can, if we include God in prayer, we can make it. As things get more intense in this world, and we are each feeling the stress of everyday life as it's getting more intense, we need to step into each of our battles and to be fully clothed with the armor of God. We need to realize that we can win, just as Moses was able to help the Israelites win. And that's what's important.